I guess this is the first episode. Welcome, guys, to Tea Time with Nia. That's me. So today we have Haiti.
Hello.
Thank you, Haiti. I've known Haiti since I can remember.
Almost 15 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Still not tired of her. And then we also have Daniel.
What's up, guys?
I've also known Haiti. I mean, Daniel for 14 years.
14 years, yeah.
If I've known Haiti for 15, then you for 14. We all met at church.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So today we're going to talk about one of the seven traits seven traits to help you determine your life partner. And now this is going to be kind of like in the perspective of for a girl. So the title of the book that I've been reading, that most of you guys actually know that I've been reading, is The Men God Has For You. And today we're going to be talking about this first trait, which is called You Will Be Attracted to Him.
And the author's name of the book is Stéphane Labossière. And again, the name of the book, if you're interested, is The Man God Has For You.
And not only does it come with seven traits, but it also includes like myths, talks about a reminder and how to talk to God. So I will also be adding into that on my website, as I've been doing. So if you've been following me on that, the first two are actually up already. The first one we're going to be talking about is You Will Be Attracted to Him. And now Stéphane like puts emphasis on the word attracted, because it's not just about physical looks, like all the physicalness of being attracted to someone, but also about like just how they are and their mannerisms and how they talk to you. Because I know for a fact that I've dated some, you know, not some good looking guys out there, but for the most part, they've been pretty, you know, like we pretty much vibe and we have like such a good connection, but we'll get into connection later. So the three, kind of like there's like three reasons where Stéphane kind of shows why you would be attracted to him and where there is the lack of attraction. The first one being the lack of effort. With that being said, he does mention that if there's a lack of desire and attraction, this will lead to a lack of effort. And for me, I find this to be extremely true, just because I put in a lot of effort into my relationships like I always do, and they would never put in effort, like ever, not even just to like plan like an outing with me. It was kind of always just very selfish, I guess, in a way.
And I have a question.
So yes, please.
You talk about this guy, right? So lack of effort, was it always that way? Like he never, since the beginning, or did it kind of decrease throughout time?
Yes. So at the beginning, there was definitely a lot of effort put into it because he would constantly try to make me kind of fall for him and continuously like ask me out, and I would continuously be like no. And like for a straight month he actually asked me out until I was like okay, sure. So there was definitely potential of him putting effort, and then once he got me and once he like that chase was up,
yeah,
he kind of like okay, I don't have to work for it anymore because I got it. And that's not the case, and that's should never be the case, because I feel like guys should definitely always keep trying like, meaning you should always, like, look good for your girlfriend or your wife or whoever. You should always, like, and then vice versa. Girls, I think, should also continuously look, like, not just, like, physically attract to him, but for your guy to, like, continuously to like you and, like, want to look at you. But also, like, nurture them in many things that they desire from you. But I'm not going to get into that because I'm talking about my perspective and girls' perspective. And I feel like guys should definitely never stop trying to win your girl over. For sure. So if you guys are listening, never stop trying with your girl, even if you have her, even after like 10 years of being with her, still bring her flowers randomly and tell her how much, like, how beautiful she is and everything. Okay. Do you have anything to say, Daniel?
Okay. Dan, I have a question for Daniel, actually. Let's get, you know, guy perspective into here.
Okay.
But is it really hard for a guy to really keep that effort going after a few months?
After at least a year.
I think it gets complacent. And it shouldn't be that hard. It should not really be that hard. I would say that my past experience, I did kind of butch that. And it shouldn't be that hard, even if it's like a small gesture or you know, something along the lines. But for some reason, it just is. Unfortunately, it just... guys can be shitty.
But how though? I don't know. Don't understand,
like, it just depends on the guy. Yeah. First of all. And it just kind of depends on how that relationship is going to go. Because it's like, you got to think, do you see a future with that? And it's like, do you want to continue that? And sometimes people don't realize that and people don't, aren't honest with themselves about that. So I think that's part of it. And at the same time, it's just kind of like that, like you said, that chase in the beginning. And
guys love that.
Yeah.
That's all they like. I'm telling you. That's all they... Well, from my past experience...
And mine.
That one specific person. That's all he cared for. Yeah.
It's like you were the unreachable.
And it's like...
forbidden fruit, so to speak.
If you want to continue to chase me, then freaking chase me. Like, why'd you stop running? I don't get it. So, don't stop running, you guys. The second point he makes under this first trait is the lack of affection. And one of the quotes that I'm going to get from him is, if you aren't giving your partner affection, they will not feel desired in the relationship. And if they feel undesired, it's going to cause problems. You guys. I think this one speaks, like, kind of like, stabs my heart a little bit, because for the majority of the time of my relationship, in my past relationship, I did feel unwanted and I felt like undesired, and like I was just kind of there. I, like, towards the end at least of the relationship, I was just there. I wasn't like a part of his life. I was just kind of like in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of sucks, you guys. Like, it's not... it makes, like, it made me move on real quick to the next guy that gave me everything that my past, that my ex lacked in. Like, everything that my ex lacked in, the new guy gave to me. But again, it was just temporarily, because guys do like the chase. And then once they got something they couldn't have, it kind of just, like, fizzles out.
Yeah.
And then for the third one, he puts lack of respect, meaning, like, the lack of respect will destroy relationship. And I'm a big, like, how do I say this? Believer in that. I'm very, like, if you have no respect in relationship, then you have no love or care or anything. Like, respect is number one in my book. And then that's my opinion. But if you don't respect one another, then it's not going anywhere. but downhill.
So respect is like such a, it, so many things can fall into respect, yes. right? So what do you think, in your opinion, like what is the most important thing when it comes to respect? Like, is it towards maybe your thoughts, or is it like you were saying here, your mental issues or anything like that? Maybe something with your family. So what's the most important in respect? Or is it just like a physical respect? Or is it just, I don't know, what kind of respect is most important, do you think, in a relationship?
Other than physical, I think it'd definitely be mental. Like, you cannot just play with people's emotions and think it's okay the next day, like, if you just didn't do that.
Yeah.
Like I said, in my past relationship, and I will probably use this a lot, I will be talking about all three of my experience into one, and I won't name which one is which. So every time I say past, it will be one of the three exes that I have, and not necessarily just attacking one. Because I know a lot of people know that I've been with one for like a bazillion years. What felt like. So I do want to kind of put that out there, that it is the three main exes that I've had in my life. And you will probably get to know that more. But in my past, it did have to do a lot with my mental health, because I mean, I was growing and I was getting to know the world through like a brand new lens and everything, and getting to know who I was. And I guess like, so was he, which is fine. Like, we were both growing, but we weren't growing together, and he mm-hmm. wasn't supporting like my needs and everything like that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he actually like made it worse. So in that aspect, I think respect has to do a lot with not just physical, but also mental. I know some of my friends, or they're no longer my friends, but I know this girl that I used to be really good friends with. She obviously didn't have respect in her relationship. But some girls are just blind, and for the most part, so are anybody that's in love. We have our blinders on, and we don't really see anything other than like, oh, I love this person and this is who I want to be with, and they just see all the good instead of all the flaws and all the red flags and all the whistles and everything, and everyone mm-hmm. telling them like, hey, be careful, you should not be in this. And that was her. I mean, I know that was me as well, but in her relationship, like, he was physically like abusing her, and like on top of that, like, it was like all mental. In her, in her head, she thought this was okay.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I was like, I cannot be friends with you anymore, and I feel really bad, but I couldn't be friends with her anymore, because like, she wasn't taking my help, and I would constantly help her and pick her up and like take her places that she needed to go to, like give her things that she needed, but she'll still go back with him. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't help you. Like, yeah, obviously, I cannot do anything about
it. Yeah, there's only so much you can do for a person that's that blinded. That's crazy.
I can't. What about you, Daniel? What about respect for you? Because that's like a big, like, thing that I look for in a relationship. Respect all over around. Like, it's not just me, but also the people that I, like, associate myself with.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I think you gotta acknowledge when that respect has disappeared, when you're not feeling that respect. And I'm not sure if you can come back from that. I don't know how you guys feel about that. Like, if you kind of feel like that disrespect has been broken, or that respect has been broken, and you know point it out, and then it doesn't change, or it does change, do you think you can recover from that?
In some cases, they just change temporarily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, usually is that way. Okay. Sadly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, for me, the respect definitely has to do with, I would say, emotions, and definitely mental.
Yeah.
Because you can't just really know how a person feels and then push their buttons in that sense.
Yeah.
And then if they acknowledge, or they call you out on it, it's kind of like, oh, well, you're just, you know, being sensitive, or you're just, you know, this is how I am or whatever. And you should not be with somebody like that.
Definitely not.
You got to look for those red flags definitely in the beginning, and just have respect for yourself overall. It's just, you gotta know, respect yourself first before you can expect other people to respect you.
Always self-respect, because if you're, and I feel like, for example, there's someone that I know, I'm not going to say who, but they are constantly hurt by someone and people tell them that's wrong.
Yeah.
But if you have no self-respect, that's not going to change anything.
Nope.
That person will not change and not see things the way people, if people from the outside are telling you that's not how it should be, then you should probably start thinking this, like, is not right.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately for me, like, I didn't have that because everyone kind of saw our relationship like as good and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what's happening behind closed doors. Yep. So, although I will say that the people closest to me, we would talk about it here and there, but we never really like came to the conclusion of like, oh, I should leave him.
Yeah.
Because I always put into perspective like his past and stuff like that. And like, but I'll get into that later. So I don't want to get into that right now. But definitely take into consideration other people's like point of view and perspective of what they see from the outside, because if you're so face to face to someone, you don't see what's happening in like the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Like, you just exactly. don't see it.
Yeah.
And that's just what happens when you guys are quote unquote in love.
Mm-hmm.
You have these blinders on and you think you guys, I mean, I thought so. I don't want to say you guys, like, I thought I was in love. And now, like, thinking back at it, like, maybe I was at one point. But towards the end, like, there was no love at all. Like, there wasn't even respect. There was nothing there. Like, it was just two people living under one roof being roommates at that point.
Oh, man.
Which you never want to get to.
I feel that so good.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, we learn from our past and our mistakes, and I am a strong believer of like things happen for a reason, and it's so cliche,
mm-hmm.
but things really do happen for a reason.
They do.
They do.
They do.
And it's insane.
Life lessons.
For real.
Yeah. So it seems like respect has been one of the most important things that we talked about right now. So it's definitely a big thing in a relationship. One of the most important things. I guess just to kind of, you know, take this a little back to the beginning, because mm-hmm. I missed a few questions.
Okay.
But I want to know a little bit more about you and your attraction to other people, to guys. So Nia is... She is straight, so she's into guys, right?
I am into guys, you guys.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what is it that usually attracts you first in a guy?
Like physical?
Like first, is it physical or non-physical?
My first impression is like how they walk into a room. Mm. Like what kind of vibes they bring into the room. I will say I'll give you an example. The first thing I noticed from, the first thing I noticed from my boyfriend that I have obviously now. so everyone out there knows so that I have a boyfriend. Oh my God. Nia has a boyfriend. Okay. Anyways, pass on. I know. I'm so secretive. Anyways, so... Guys, I'm blushing. Stop. So the first thing I noticed from him was his presence. Was like the way he kind of just walked into the room, like with such ease. Like he just like owned it. I don't know, like that confidence.
Confidence.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is this guy? Oh my God. And then like, you know, some few moments passed by and I caught him smiling and I was like, oh. Like, look at those teeth. must have had braces. But he didn't. He actually didn't. But he had like a really nice like smile. And then from there, I kind of go on to like, let me see their eyes. Like, are they genuine? Like, I have like this whole process, you guys. And then from there, somehow I try to see, like, I didn't put this on my post, but sometimes I try to see like if their hand is good. Like if they have a nice handshake, I'm you guys, you don't understand. Like if they have a nice handshake, I'm like, okay, they're somewhat like firm.
Okay.
And they're good. And like, I want to feel like if they have soft hands, nah, I'm not dealing with that. Like, I'm sorry, go to the gym or do something like physical. Like I can't. So like, I need, if the rougher the hands, the better. Mm. And then, you know, like when they walk away or whatever, like I have to get a glimpse of their butt.
Booty. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite. I don't know. I just want to grab something while I walk with them or something. I love putting my hand in their back pockets. So like, I just want to feel something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cushion.
Yes.
I can't with you, Haley. I can't.
And then last thing I do look into that is their legs. Like, they have to have strong legs, you guys, because I need them to pick me up. Like, I just need, like, you. I don't know. It's just, like, a weird thing. And then if I get the chance to see them naked, then they're back, for sure. Like, that's the sexiest thing in the man, in my opinion, is their back. Like, they have to have a good, strong, like, muscular back.
Okay, I didn't know all this about you. This is really like specific, but I like it. I like it. I like it.
And the reason that that came about was the fact that after I was single for like these past 2 years, that's what I started looking.
Okay, so you mentioned that you have like liked guys that are ugly, but you know,
yes, my friend's real boyfriend,
but you know, like, oh, okay, oh, but
Jose, no,
oh my gosh,
no,
or Jose, wait, shots was it
fired.
Jose?
Shots
no?
fired,
he was in my no, okay, I won't okay, mention okay. names, I won't mention,
okay,
names.
I forgot my question, okay, so you put an example of an ugly guy with good non-physical attractiveness. So, what was, can you tell us a little bit about that? Like, what was that non?
He was just so kind. Like, he was just so nice. And he would sit there and listen to you and, like, take everything you listened and converse with you. Mm. Like, it wasn't kind of just like, what am I going to do to get in her pants? Like, he wanted to actually have a conversation with me and get to know me. Which is probably why I failed for him. Because he was not cute, you guys. Oh my God, he was not that cute. But I found him so hot. Like, just by, like, his words and his actions. Because his words did actually align with his actions. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God. He actually means it. Like, I don't know. It was just something about, like, his charisma, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he was also so generous. He's so, like, he's still super generous. And that's a really good quality. But at the same time, like, the longer I dated him, I was just like, can you stop being generous, aww, like, to other people? Can you just be generous to me? But, you know, obviously, like, that was actually a really good quality of his. Like, he was very for the, like, for other people. Like, that was really cool. And then we also shared a really good taste, like we shared music, and we would always, like, if we found a really cool song, like, we would share it with each other, and he would, like, send me cool songs that I've never heard of, and, like, that's kind of just how we, like, connected, was through music. And if you know me, like, I am listening to music 24/7. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Haiti probably hates it, but I am constantly listening to music. Like, that is my, I don't know how to say it. Like, that's just
your happy place.
It is. Like, I can just escape through that.
Mm-hmm.
And he got that. I don't know. Like, our vibes were just, like, They just like were on the same wavelength. It was pretty cool.
So you think that that can be enough in like a person?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because like you said, like eventually you saw him hot. Even maybe he wasn't cute, but so hot. To you, that was just your, you know, your vision of him.
Like Bad Bunny isn't cute at all, but I find him so sexy because of his lyrics. So,
okay. What about an example of a cute guy with bad qualities?
Oh my God. My ex. One of them, you guys. One of them. He was a compulsive liar. Mm. And I would make excuses for that and like go with the flow just because he was like so hot and we looked super good together. So I would like go like let his lies like slide because we had such a good physical like chemistry. But that was it. Other than that, like he was not a good boyfriend, you guys. He would just lie about like the dumbest things. Like he would be hanging out with his friends and he'd be like, oh, I'm home. I'm going to sleep. Like, whatever. Good night. Like, whatever. He would, like, say goodnight to me and everything. We have our whole goodnights, you know, conversation, whatever. And he would be at his friend's house.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, why do you have to lie to me about that? Like, what was the point of that? It was just pointless lies. And then on top of that, he also took, like, my forgiveness for granted and took advantage of that. And yeah, that just did not fly with me. And he was a really good looking guy, you guys.
Yeah, so cute guys. You can't get away with everything just because you're cute.
You can't, unfortunately.
All right. So lastly, Stéphane Labossière says, God isn't trying to set you up with someone you're not attracted to. Do you believe this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, if even just physical attraction, like, you can find either, like, you know, like, first, like, when you first meet them or even later on, in my eyes. 'Cause I've had every type. Like, I've had an ex that's just not cute, but later on I was like, oh, he's really cute. Like, he's really hot just because of his personality and, like, he was very, like, a very gentleman. He would open the doors for me. He would, like, give me flowers randomly and, like, do all these, like, little things to show that he was, like, a gentleman. And it was super, like, yes, I'm attracted to you in every freaking way now. And then I had one that was both good-looking and had really had all the traits and everything. And, I mean, I thought he was the one for me at that point. But then towards the end, unfortunately, he showed that he just wasn't attracted to me because he showed all this like lack of everything, like lack of effort, like everything that Stéphane listed, he showed.
Yeah.
So definitely, I mean, God's not going to try to set you up with like someone you detest and think is just not cute at all. Like he doesn't want you to not be happy.
Yeah.
Like he obviously wants you to have a good time and like not have like this void in your life and feel like you need more and like have to look somewhere else for it. Like, no.
Or that you have to settle too.
Yeah, you don't. And we will definitely get to that point soon, I promise, because that is a major key point in this book, which I'm always telling everyone to do, not to do. Daniel, I'm just kidding.
What?
Well, that's all my questions, but I don't know if Daniel has anything to add on or to ask.
No, I just like to listen.
So cool. Overall, in this first trait is that you will be attracted to him, you guys. Of course, 100%. And Stéphane ends this with, he wants you, as in like God wants you to move forward with someone that is the man for you. And when you have this, you will have a peace of mind and you'll feel whole instead of having like this void in your like in your soul and like this unsettling feeling of like that you got less than what you deserve. Like if you feel like you got less than what you deserve, thank you, next. That's all I gotta say. And that's it, guys, for Tea Time with Nia. Stay tuned for the second trait, which will be on his love will uplift you, not break you.